This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I think what you said is really important. It's about engagement, and so it doesn't matter how many followers you have if they're not engaging with your product. In fact, they're not really even going to see you if they're not engaging. Facebook, 314, over 314,000 engaged followers is not too shabby.
Right, yeah, and like when they comment, we'll comment back and we'll talk to them. And then, you know, one of us will add them on our personal Facebooks and be like, hey, what's up, man? And like our sales guys will talk to them and be friends with them. And then eventually when they're in the market for a drum set, they're going to get a drum set from us because we're friends with them and they feel comfortable and they're just that. We're friends with them and they know we're going to take care of them. That's really important. And a lot of businesses I do a lot of research and stuff like that, and I try and see what other businesses are doing to get ideas, or just what I talked about earlier, what not to do. And there's businesses who it's like clockwork. It's like you every day at 3 o'clock, you just think you have to put up a random photo to be active on social media, but it's doing nothing for you.
Right.
You got to engage, and there's so many ways to engage, and people want to be engaged with. Everybody's connected to their phone. So it's a great time to be activating on social media.
And I love that you're commenting. I love that you've got customer centric focus and you're actually engaging. I see other brands. We work with some brands that we've had to hold their hand a little bit, and they're being talked about. We've got one brand in particular that's internationally recognized, and they're talked about. It's not them even generating the content. We've just seen so many that still don't go out there and engage, even though you have a chance to be part of the conversation. People are already talking about it. Imagine how powerful that is when you actually step in and talk back with them. You're going to buy again.
Right.
They're going to buy from you.
Yeah, exactly. It brings your product to life because, you know, like I said earlier, we're not just drums. Like, we're the vibe and our culture and our values and our mission statement and everything that goes along with it. We truly back it all up, and you can put a picture of a really cool car or a really cool drum set or guitar, whatever it is, online. But if you don't engage with those people and make that experience really cool, they're probably not going to buy it from you because they're going to find somebody else to buy it from.
Right.
There's always the thing in business that I've learned, like my whole entire career of doing this, is there's always somebody that's going to outwork you. There's always somebody that's going to be more creative or thinking of something else. So, you know, being an entrepreneur, it's just you kind of signed yourself up for working the 80, 90, 100 hour a week shifts forever.
Right.
And you just got to do it and always stay active and always stay engaged. And that's what I think is so fun about being an entrepreneur, is it's just in my DNA where I've just got that buzz to just always be going.
Yes.
And, it makes it fun.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at derek@derekchampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.